USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump beginning a busy day of campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina. The president speaking in Fayetteville.
Biden has vowed to abolish the American oil and natural gas industries and ban fracking. He said it for a year and a half. He said it. Then all of a sudden he goes to Pennsylvania. No, I never said that. Biden's energy ban will send every state into crushing poverty from North Carolina to Michigan to Pennsylvania. As long as I'm president, we will remain the number one producer of oil and natural gas in America.
President Trump with stops in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin as well on Monday. Busy day as well for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Biden spending time in Ohio, also spending time again in Pennsylvania, appearing with Lady Gaga. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This year, over 93 million people have already voted early or turned in mail-in ballots. That's nearly 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. California, Texas, and Florida are leading the way in early voting. Democrats are leading the way in the early vote count in the battleground states, but Emily Larson with the Washington Examiner reminds us.
And one thing to keep in mind about these numbers is that that doesn't necessarily mean that all of these Republicans and Democrats are going to vote for their party, and there's still a significant amount of independent voters who are counting as well.
Now that Halloween has come and gone, many families are starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. November and December are usually the busiest months of the year for air travel. But with the continuing pandemic, there's concern about getting on a plane. Airline experts reminding everyone that with fewer planes in service, the plane you will be on will more than likely be full. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline has fallen to the lowest level in months.
The national average is down 3 cents a gallon to a level of $2.11. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for that drop in prices.
Overall, the biggest concerns pushing the price of oil lower are uncertainty over the election and a potential legal feud, which could lead stimulus in limbo, and the surge in the coronavirus pandemic, in which U.S. cases have soared to near record levels.
While residents of Oklahoma are enjoying statewide averages of $1.76, residents of California continue to suffer at $3.14 a gallon. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The state of Michigan wants patrons at restaurants and bars to provide their names and phone numbers for future potential contract tracing. The state health department is also restricting the number of customers to 50. Businesses that do not comply could be fined $1,000. Scott Ellis, executive director of the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, says the new restrictions place an added burden on businesses already struggling to turn a profit amid the pandemic. Aside from the fine, violation of the rules is also grounds for pulling a bar or restaurant operator's business license and may be treated as a violation of workplace safety requirements. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.